Morning Watch, knowing the truth, being absolute for the truth, week 6. Knowing and spreading the up-to-date truth of the highest gospel of God's eternal economy according to the ministry of the age. Wednesday related verses. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 through 14. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will strike him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the sons of men. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. John chapter 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the righteous on behalf of the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. On the one hand, being put to death in the flesh, but on the other, made alive in the Spirit. Related reading. God told David that he would build one to be David's seed, and that this seed would be called God's Son. This seed would be both divine and human. Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 tells us that in resurrection, the seed of David was designated the Son of God. In their intrinsic significance, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 14a, and Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, reveal to us a human and divine person. God in Christ became a man and went through some processes that this man could be designated something divine. In resurrection, he was designated the firstborn Son of God. In and through resurrection, Christ, the firstborn Son of God, became the life-giving Spirit, who now enters into us to impart, to dispense himself as life into our being, to be our inner constitution, to make us a God-man just like him. He was God becoming man, and we are man becoming God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. Jesus in his humanity in that part was not the Son of God. He was of the old creation, the old man, having the flesh, which is involved with Satan, sin, and the world. So this part had to be made divine, to be sonized, designated, that it might become a part of the Son of God. It is very hard to say what the word designated means in Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Christ is a wonderful person. He has two parts, the man part, the part of man, and the God part, the part of God. Part of man is human, the part of God is divine. His resurrection uplifted the humanity of Jesus into the level of divinity. Here is the essence of the person of Christ. This is very, very deep. Jesus' divinity is the spirit of holiness, having the divine power and the divine element to transform Jesus' humanity, making it divine. This is what it means to designate, and this is to sinize. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy in typology in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12 through 14. Those responsible for the crucifixion of Christ did not realize that crucifixion was the best way for him to be designated, to be glorified. If a carnation seed is put to an end by being buried in the soil, it will eventually sprout, grow, and blossom. In the same principle, through death and resurrection, Christ blossomed as the Son of God. Satan expected the crucifixion of Christ to mark his termination, but the Lord Jesus knew that this was actually the beginning, that it would lead to his designation according to the spirit of holiness out of the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah! In resurrection, Christ was designated the Son of God in power. In his resurrection, all his believers were born, regenerated, with him as his millions of twins to make all these twins the same as he is. The prototype is the firstborn Son of God, and the reproduction is the many sons of God. The firstborn indicates that more sons are coming. He is such a prototype to produce millions of God-men. These millions of God-men are the mass reproduction, who are exactly the same as the wonderful person Jesus Christ. This mass reproduction of the prototype becomes the members of the prototype to be his body, the body of Christ. And this body of Christ consummates in the New Jerusalem, which is the corporate expression of the triune God, processed and consummated in Christ, and becoming the life-giving spirit.